JW, W4DJW, AK4HR here. Dave, you were on the radio today, sir?
Okay, I4DOS.
Good to hear from you today, sir. Not a whole lot. Got a little bit of situation going on in our neighborhood, and I was just trying to figure out the best way to maybe get some hams, maybe looking out for a 12-year-old missing girl. Over.
But I guess that would be the way to do it, to put it out there over the airways. When did she go missing, Mike?
Well, Gary, again, she lives on our street. Apparently sometime between about 7 and 10 this morning, they just made the announcement on WYFF4, so I was going to see if some folks could go over there and maybe at least circulate the picture around, see if maybe we could help the police. The sheriff's deputies are all up and down the street. They've been looking for her and trying to find her. But, again, I haven't seen an Amber Alert or anything go out, but they did at least announce it. I don't know if there were other stations, but on WYFF4, not to advertise for them. But there is a picture of her on the website, over.
Well, I would run down there and help out myself, but unfortunately, I am headed to the grocery store. I've been working out in the yard today, and I went in and cleaned up, and Joy had me a list, and her back is not feeling well today, so I told her I'd go to the store with no problem. Didn't know I'd run into some information like that, so...
Sorry for that pause there. It's AK4HR and KI4DOS. And yeah, again, there's not a whole lot of information known yet exactly when or how or anything. Again, there's just a picture. And again, she's just been missing for a couple hours. But I figured if, and again, over in the Five Forks area, Simpsonville, in the Orchard Farms neighborhood. But in that kind of corner of Simpsonville is at least where they're looking now. And like I say, I just figured the more people that might be looking out, see something strange, and can check on it. but, you know, I know we get a pretty big footprint and a lot of people willing to help. But like I say, the sheriff's office hasn't really released much other than what they've got going on. But I figured I would just point some people to the article and maybe show them the picture and see what we could come up with from there and provide more information if I get it.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry I can't help out right now, but I've got to get this errand taken care of. Joy needs a couple of items that she's starting to bake a cake, and I got to go over there. She didn't have enough eggs, so I got to go do that. Don't want to leave all that flour and stuff in the bowls. But I hope that that young lady is found with no problems and in a real timely fashion. Don't want that to go on too long. We did miss you Saturday. I hope everything went well with you.
Again, it was a failure to plan on my part. My father-in-law's 75th birthday was that Saturday, and we had planned on going over there and setting up and cutting grass and cleaning up the yard and having just a little get-together for him. And again, my math was terrible for some reason. I always either think it's a week later or a week earlier. Day late and a dollar short a lot of times. But, yeah, Gary, definitely appreciate you coming back to me, like I say. And I was just trying to find Dave and just kind of start up a little conversation. But, again, if anybody's listening, they check the WYFF4. Her name and picture is on there. And if I don't hear anything, I'll try and follow back up. And I appreciate the offer to come help. Like I say, there's not much we can do at the moment. Again, I've kind of gone outside and tried to talk to the sheriff's deputies, and they're doing their own thing, which I get. You know, they're the professionals at this. I told them I would just, you know, they're putting it out on social media. So I told them I would put it out on the oldest social media network I knew. Over.
Maybe there'll be some more people out there that's been listening to our conversation, and we'll come back in there and see what they can do to help. Anyway, let us know. Keep us informed, and hope everything is comes out to the good. Don't want anything to happen to that young lady. Enjoy talking with you a little bit, Mike. You have a good afternoon, and don't worry about last weekend. 75th birthday for a father-in-law is a little more important than helping give a test. We had plenty of folks there, and had a real good time. But anyway, you take care, and we look forward to seeing you and talking to you again in, a little bit later. AK4HR, KI4DOS Mobile.
And I appreciate you again coming back and letting me get this out there a little bit. And like I say, I'll follow up. If not in the next little while, I'm going to walk back out there, see if there's any update or anything else going on. I'll have my HT with me, but my coverage over here, I'm down a little valley. Sometimes it doesn't pick up the repeater. But if I don't hear anything, I'll definitely check in on the net tonight and provide an update. But, again, definitely drive safe. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And, you know, maybe if there's a little leftover, of course, I guess it wouldn't keep till next month. But anyway, enjoy those goodies, Miss Joy's bacon. So, again, Gary 73, we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Any left over, which they probably won't be in a month's time, but she's liable to bake another one between now and then. Maybe I'll get her just to bake one so I can bring it to the test session. Anyway, 73, my friend, AK4HR, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.
AK4HR, KN4RJN.
And go ahead, John.
Lee is the Five Forks area of Simpsonville.
Sandwiched in between Batesville Road, kind of between Highway 14. Batesville Road connects Highway 14 and Woodruff Road. It's kind of at the end of Pelham Road. If you come all the way to the end of Pelham Road, it intersects Highway 14, and then as soon as you go over Highway 14, towards Woodruff Road, it turns into Batesville Road, and then Batesville Road takes you over to Woodruff, and our neighborhood is kind of halfway in between 14 and Woodruff Road, if that makes sense. Over.
Okay, I see 14 now. So are you north and a little west of downtown Simpsonville?
Look at a map. Let's see. So I would be northeast, I think, of downtown Simpsonville. But let me actually, I'm directionally challenged right now. I'm trying to draw out a map in my head. But I think we're northeast of Simpsonville, just kind of where Highway 14 and Batesville and Pelham all come together.
I see 14. It runs through Simpsonville and then heads northwest towards 85. Are you along that way, or are you further down than that?
If you look up 14, just probably about 2 miles back before it actually runs into Highway 85 or Interstate 85, kind of in the Pelham area. I think it's a little township called Pelham, but it's kind of right there on that that end of Highway 14 before it crosses over 85.
Roger, I think I see it now. A lot of woods in that area.
The issue right now is there's not a whole lot of information exactly what happened. And, you know, we don't think, again, last talking to the neighbors, they have a dog. So somebody had seen her. The last reported thing was they had seen her walking the dog. So she had brought the dog home at some point and then went missing after that. And that was about 7 this morning. So, again, I'm not sure. Again, I just got the information. You know, went outside and the neighbors were talking about this, and again, it posted on WYFF. Again, hopefully there's some other news outlets that are carrying it, but like Gary said, hoping and praying that she shows up safely. Over.
Roger. I looked up a picture on YFF. I've got it in front of me. Fortunately, I'm a little far away to do anything, but I did hear you and the other folks did.
Say, I appreciate you keeping the conversation going. Again, I haven't really gotten a, not that I would need one, but an official update, or I was looking for like an Amber Alert or anything to be able to provide some more info. So when that picture came out on the news website, I want to at least maybe get that out so a few more people can take a look at it. You know, my kids, like I mentioned to Gary, my kids are doing it the new way. They've got it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. So I figured I would do it the old-fashioned way and at least announce it out over the radio, get a few more people maybe looking for her. Over.
Do that. Well, we'll be listening.
Like I said, I'm going to grab my HT and then go back outside, see if maybe there's a status update or something going on. Again, they're canvassing the neighborhood right now and, you know, trying to find, apparently her phone's turned off and some other things. And So just, again, little bits and pieces of information. I wish I had more to go on. But, again, right now it's just the article on the news WIFF4 site that I've seen. So, again, I'll come back in and announce if nothing else. I can hopefully give an update on the net tonight. But, again, appreciate folks listening and any help we can provide.
Missing person, this is Kilo Oscar 4 by Hotel DeMont. Can you give me an update on that? I came at the end.
PlayStation, I was sipping out of the shack. Can you come back again with your call sign and name?
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. I'm over in Simpsonville. My name is Jim. I'm normally out of Taylor's. I came in on the tail end of that. Can you repeat what you were reporting?
No worries. We've got a young lady that went missing in our neighborhood this morning, and the sheriff's deputy, Greenville County, is out looking for her. A lot of information to go on, but they did release a picture and missing persons report on the WYFF4 site, and so I was just trying to get some folks to maybe go over there and take a look at that website and maybe, you know, see if they have the picture, just in case somebody may come across her. Over.
How young is young?
She's 12 years old. Over.
Affirmative. We will keep on lookout. We're tooling around right now, so if we see anything, we'll report it to him.
Appreciate it. Like I say, 911 is always available. I'm going to have my HT with me. Again, there's the bad problem, of course, with all these situations, there's not a lot to go on at this point. So, again, I'll try and provide updates as I find them or hear them, but I just wanted to get some more information out. So, appreciate you coming back and asking the questions. Over.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, standing by.